It is time to delve into the gray area. We have waited long enough, ladies and gentlemen. The negotiation period. What are we officially in right now in the NFL? We are in what period?
Well, technically, I think technically we're in what you could refer to as the legal tampering period. But actually, even that, there's a different type of legal tampering period coming up. So players' contracts end and begin on March 12th. That's Wednesday.
That's why
we're seeing such an absolute firestorm. That's why the Seahawks are having a yard sale like you've never seen before. That's why players are signing left and right. It's all the blue chip players that are going to move because the draft is next month. That's the other major piece, is that late in April is the NFL draft. So what teams are doing is shoring up their major needs. They're locking in the big pieces, and they're basically identifying what their needs will be in a month's time so that they can plan their optimal draft strategy. Do we have enough capital to move up for a higher pick and get a quarterback if we need one? Which, by the way, not many teams are thinking. It's not that kind of year. That's why you're seeing so much quarterback action, by the way, because there's not many quarterbacks in the draft, and because there just happens to be a lot of need around the league at the position.
All right. So this is the time where teams are trying to get something out of players that are currently under contract before that contract expires, and then basically they get nothing after that, right? If they go somewhere else.
Right. I talked about it on my afternoon show last week. Right now you'll see a lot of players being released, or that was more last week. You'll see a lot of releases because a lot of players are either underperforming based on the contract that they signed last year or 2 years ago, or they just occupy so much money, even if they are doing well, that the team needs to do something about that so they can use that money to fill in gaps elsewhere.
The Aaron Rodgers drama is officially in full speed. The Giants, Vikings, and now Steelers, they say, are three teams that are kind of at the top of the list that may be, and I don't even know if it's right to put the Vikings there. I think that's a lot of speculation about the Vikings, but those are the three teams that are being mentioned as possibilities for Aaron Rodgers.
I think the Steelers right now are running interference. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they're putting out bad word about them being interested in everybody so that they can be secretive, because that's, if you look at the rumor mill even half closely, you'll see the Steelers in for everybody. Rodgers, their own two guys who were in the room last year, Wilson and Fields, they're apparently in for Darnold right now. If there's a decent quarterback available, the Steelers are apparently involved. But same thing with the Vikings, minus Darnold, who is also interested in the Seahawks. That's the thing. Right now, the best thing a person can do is just be aware of the list of players and the list of teams, because it seems like anybody might end up anywhere. If Aaron Rodgers is a Seahawk, don't let it blow your mind.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields for Pittsburgh, both they won't be under contract, I guess. They're both kind of going to be lingering out there. The question marks with the Steelers are there, the Vikings. Everybody that I've listened to, talked to about it, thinks JJ's our guy. JJ's our guy. Well, there's two questions with that. Number one is he fully ready to come back from last year, which every indication is that he is, from his injury last year? And number two, do the Vikings want to send a guy out there with a team that's pretty good? I mean, the Vikings have skill position players. They have a good defense. They were 14-3 last year. Do they want to send a quarterback out there that has no NFL experience? If the answer to that is no, we don't want to, Aaron Rodgers might be a guy to come
right in.
He
right
might be the guy.
And don't if the Vikings do bring in a veteran, even if it's somebody like Aaron Rodgers, don't let that be taken as a knock on JJ. He still is probably going to be their guy of the future if you don't see him this year. But I'll tell you what, if I do see him this year, I trust the Vikings. I said that out loud. I'd say it again. I trust them. So if JJ is their guy, especially week one, and they say it early, ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited that they're excited about him. I want to see what he's got. I mean, I'm terrified, really. He's a divisional opponent, but it's cool. It's always good to have good competition. Close games, that's what team I'm really behind. Close games across the league.
This is a very stressful time for teams, because this is the time where you make those moves that can make a big difference for the coming year. So if you have a stressful day going at your job, could you imagine being the GM or the coach right now of an NFL team who has significant moves to make and trying to make those decisions.
It's going to be a little bit of a stressful day. I'm thinking I'd have a lot of knots in my shoulders, but I think at the end of the day, if I occupy any of those positions, my salary is in the millions. So I'm managing to find a way to cope. By the way, Vikings, as of, I believe, yesterday or recently this weekend, locked in Aaron Jones to 2 years, $20 million, 13 fully guaranteed. So they're going to be keeping him for 1 year, certainly. I expect him to keep him for two, but maybe if he's in really rough shape after next year, 1 year and a release, $13 million wouldn't be too much.
I think that's a situation where he liked where he was with the Vikings. Everything pointed toward him and Kevin O'Connell and just the team embracing him, and I think he just liked that situation and knows that it'll be a team that'll at least be in the mix and have a chance to be in a Super Bowl. So it was a good signing. The only question the Vikings had was, is his health. Will he be able to be healthy all year long? I still think you're going to see the Vikings bring in another young running back.
Yep.
Because to expect Aaron Rodgers to play 17 games and be the brunt of, be the guy who carries the brunt of the load, not realistic.
Aaron Rodgers. You meant Aaron Jones. Said Rodgers. He's already in your consciousness, Joel. Aaron You're thinking Jones. About Aaron Rodgers in purple.
So are you going to share the quote that I had earlier about what I said off air when you asked, we were talking off air about Aaron Rodgers?
So first of all, Joel was staring into space, contemplating what I had just shared with him, that there were rumors that Rodgers might end up on the Vikings after all. More tangible rumors than, still rumors though, but he said these three things in this order. While staring into space, he said, I don't know if I want it. I don't want it. I don't want it, but if it happens, I'm in. It's like, you're already riding the bus, man. That is the whole Aaron Rodgers roller coaster.
I'm mooching off my son, who told me, he said something about, I really don't want Aaron Rodgers, but if he is a Viking, I'm in for the drama.
You got to commit. It's either that or hate it. You can't swear off for a year. It's going to be an interesting year.
This is like deja vu. This is like 2008 all over again from 17 years ago when Brett Favre, the same thing happened, and it was just an unrealistic thing that he would ever come and switch to the Vikings. And now, even to have a discussion about it again, I'm just pinching myself, like, what are we doing here?
I'm thinking, so if the stars are truly aligning once again, this means that the Packers win the Super Bowl in 2026.
Yeah.
And then don't sniff it again for the next decade and end up firing Matt LaFleur after a lot of playoffs, but no fun.
Yeah, because the Packers got rid of Favre after the 07 season, right? It the 07 season? And then the 08 season was when the Vikings almost went to the Super Bowl. Favre threw the interception at the end of that season. And then it was the 2009 season. Was that when the Packers won, right?
No, 2010. I might be off by a year.
But it was but people forget a lot about that the Packers got that Super Bowl after, really, as a result of making that decision of, sorry, Brett Favre, we're done with you.
Yeah.
And we're moving on to Aaron Rodgers. They won a Super Bowl because of that decision. If they don't make that decision, they probably don't get that Super Bowl.
That Super Bowl wasn't even necessarily Aaron Rodgers at his best. That was him really firmly in his upward trajectory, but he still improved a lot for the next couple of years. That was his third year as a starter. Yeah, it was 28-29 were his first 2 years, and people were saying good things. And then 2010, he did that, and people were like, yeah. The guys who were talking well about Aaron Rodgers, speaking well of him those 2 years before, were really, really vindicated when he won that Super Bowl as a wild card in 2010. But I'm sounding like I'm talking about the 85 Bears at this point. I got to be careful.
All right. So the next key deadline in the NFL is Wednesday
the 12th.
Contracts expire on Wednesday. So we will see a plethora of signings, I'm sure, immediately after that.
Yep, a lot of smaller pieces will start to move a little bit now that the major ones have been locked in, but watch for a little bit of a lull even with the new league year beginning, simply because that draft is coming, and it's possible to get a lot of players cheap, and in fact, it can be an opportunity to get some really good ones. There are some incredibly good players on the list of undrafted free agents. Just look at Antonio Brown before he went absolutely bonkers.
Who did the Raiders pick up a quarterback yet?
Yeah, Geno Smith. They just traded for Geno Smith.
I thought I saw that. Yeah. Yep. So that throws out my theory of the Vikings trading Sam Darnold to the Raiders for a bunch of draft picks.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Rumors of Rodgers to the Steelers. Rodgers, Fields, Wilson, and Darnold are the main remaining question marks. The team's still looking for quarterbacks now. The Seahawks, the Steelers, though they've got a couple guys who could just go right back into the same room. And, of course, the Jets. And rumors of... I mean, Darnold to the Jets would be too funny. I haven't heard anything like that, though. What else did I have here? Devontae Adams is a Ram. 2 years, $46 million, $26 million guaranteed. Massive extension for Josh Allen. Myles Garrett is locked in with the Browns for the next 4 years. Just so much happened this weekend. All those big blue chip players are starting to find homes. So the quarterbacks are my big question. Rodgers, Fields, Wilson, Darnold are the big four that I would consider the unsettled big four right now.
And the Packers need a wide receiver. They need a wide receiver.
Yes. Well, and what does it say that Metcalf went to the Steelers for just a second round pick? So the Packers clearly weren't willing. The rumor I found, I was unable to substantiate or even find the origin of the source, but I did find a very rumory rumor that the Packers didn't make an offer on Metcalf. If that is the case, a second round pick for an absolute guaranteed number one receiver on the team that needs one, clearly Gutekunst either believes in somebody who's in the team or somebody he thinks he can get a hold of by draft day or on draft day. He's got a plan, and he likes his plan, and that's a coin flip. He's done really well, but look at his second round draft picks. He does some weird stuff sometimes.
Packers need to find a receiver in the draft that they think is good, that they think they love, go after him, and let him grow with Jordan Love. They got to find a young one. Let the veteran thing is a temporary fix, but do the young thing, do the Justin Jefferson, whatever, the Randy Moss thing the Vikings did. Take a chance on somebody that you think is really good. Do what you got to do to get him, and take that chance that he'll grow with Jordan Love.
100% agreed. Yeah. You can pair that with a veteran who's still available in Tyler Lockett, another Seahawk who was just released. He's the second all-time leading receiver on the Seahawks. I think you're looking at Steve Largent as the guy at the top of the list there. So Tyler Lockett is definitely up there as a receiver, but he's small, so he's always been able to use things other than his athleticism. So as he ages, he'll age better than many receivers who rely on physical traits. Go out there, get Tyler Lockett. He can coach up the guys we've got. Maybe Gutekunst has something like that in mind.
To Tyro McMillan. There's your guy right there. There's your guy. All right. McMillan boasts a rare combination of size, hands, and route running acumen. I don't know what that word is. That scouts covet in a wide receiver one position. Oh, he's the man. He's out of Alabama, is it?
No, that's...
Who is that?
Is that Texas A&M?
There's an A there, whatever that is. You can see I scouted him a lot, yeah.
Arizona, yeah, that's the A1.
Tatero McMillan. There's your man. There he is, right there.
6'4", 219. Okay.
Oh, cool. Out of Arizona, that's right.
I mean,
he's from Hawaii too.
We'll see. We'll see. The draft is in Green Bay this year, so whoever it is will get a heck of a loud round of applause if they are the first receiver we've drafted in the first round since 19 something.
All right, very good. More NFL talk with Gray in the afternoon. Thank you, Gray.
Absolutely.
Gray Gunderson. He's on 2 to 7 with you here on 98 Q.